Daf Mem Vav, starting from the bottom of Mem Hei, Mem Bei's, Amar Rav Papa, 5 lines up. Amar Rav Papa, we've talked about a machlokes, Rav and Levi, of whether matbeah nase chalipin, can you trigger a kenyan chalipin with money? We had a machlokes about this. Amar Rav Papa, afilu man demar ein matbeah nase chalipin, if you hold that money cannot trigger the chalipin, but mevu duli oved chalipin, it cannot trigger the chalipin, and a knuye makni be chalipin, but if you want to be koine money through a chalipin, so that if I am selling you oranges, and you take my oranges, right, so then I'm automatically kind of the money that you have, so not that the money's triggering the chalipin, but the money is the target of the chalipin. If Papa says that works, why? Just like we have Machlaikis, Rashi brought Patun of Nachman or of Sheshis, whether you need a kli to make a Kenyan chalipin or not. If Nachman says you need a kli to make a Kenyan chalipin, as we'll see in the, later on this week, because the pasuk says Shalaf Ish Noaloi, so it's only if you have a kli. But even according to Rav Nachman, Peril of Nachman, Afagav the Inulay of the chalipin, but a non kli, Peris, an object, even though it cannot trigger a chalipin, but akunei makni b'chalipin, it could definitely be the target of a chalipin. You could be kaina and non-kalim with a chalipin, that's clear. So therefore, says our papa, tivanami, by coins also, loishna, even though it cannot trigger a chalipin, it can be the object of the chalipin, and therefore you could be kaina money with a chalipin. That's our papa's chitch. Meisvei, Morris is not so simple. We have the following case. If a person standing in his field, but with his granary, but he does not have money. We'll see why that's significant in a second. And he wants to be part of his Meisr Sheni. Now, the halach is when you're part of Meisr Sheni, if you're part of your own Meisr Sheni, you have to pay an extra fifth on the value of the Meisr Sheni being paid. If I'm being paid to your Meisr Sheni, then I only pay the actual value. So people used to do a trick. They used to get other people to be paid to their Meisr Sheni for them. Or they used to give their Meisr Sheni to other people and then be paid it that way. Either way, trying to avoid having to pay that extra 20%. So I'm a chaver, so you say to your friend, so your friend is there with you in the garden, and you say to your friend, do me a favor, make a kinyan and be kinda my Paris. And then the quote unquote real owner of the crops now who gave them, Reuven who had them, who gave them to Shimon, now says, okay, now Shimon they sell to you, like selling your chametz to a guy, and now I can be paid to them with the money I have in my house, and now I'm not the owner of the Meisr Sheni, and if I don't have to pay the chayim. So this was the harama they tried to do. And the Gemara, it's matched from the Mishnah that you could do it. This is not the best thing in the world to do, but you're still giving Meisr Sheni, you're still being part of Meisr Sheni, it's all kinds of things you do, it's fine. However, says the Gemara, think about what's going on here. Time of day in Bayali Mars. The Bryson says he doesn't have money. Why is that significant over here? Who cares whether he has money or not on his hand? All the point is that he's giving his crops to somebody else so he can be paid with the money he has in his house. What is this? What is the detail in the Bryson? Shein Bayali Mars. Mashma. Ho yesh Bayali Mars. If he actually had money with him here in the Gurin, then liknilu idach b'meshicha, then the easier or better way, I should say, to do this trick is not to give the crops from Reuven to Shimon. Rather, Reuven should give Shimon his money. And then Shimon should be paid to Reuven's crops with that money. Instead of me giving the crops to the other person, which it's really clear, obviously I don't want to give the crops because, you know, I don't want to lose all my crops. So then it's more of a harama. A better harama would be if I just take the money I was going to use to be paid to the Meisr Sheni and give that money to Shimon, then tell Shimon to be paid to my crops that way. That's a better harama. The only reason I'm not doing that is because I don't have money here with me in the field to give to him. And that's why the Brisa says, in biyadimos. Because if you do a biyesh biyadimos, liknu idech b'meshichu parak, tohachi adif, tahavalei nachri, because then he's mamish going to be more a nachri, more a non-owner of the crops than the other way that we're doing it. That says, wait a second. If that's really the better way to do it, if I can be makne to you money, as Rav Papa said, as the target of the chalipin, so niknu mos, lahaych, agav sudr. So what's the difference if I have money in my pocket or if I have cash at home? If my money's in my pocket, I can give it to you and you'll be part of the Meisr Sheni. If my money's in my cash at home, I should just do a Kinyan Sudr with my yarmulke. If I do a Kinyan Sudr with my yarmulke, Shimon now owns the money I have at home, and Shimon can announce he's using that money that he would now acquired to be part of my Meisr Sheni. So what is the difference if I have the money now, I don't have the money now? Either way, I can be maknet to him the money through a Kinyan Sudr. Says the Gemara, so must be, you still look so you can't do it. So you cannot be makdim money with a Kenyan Sudr. Some of the Leslie Sudr. No, maybe we're talking about where he doesn't have a Sudr, which is kind of strange because you could use anything to make a Kenyan Sudr, but okay. Says Mavaniknu Hudakav Karka. Okay, so even if you want to say he doesn't have a suder, but you can, another way to be makne money without the money being here is called kinyan agav. I give you a piece of land, a little piece of land, 4x4, you dig a hole in it, you may build a fence around it, you now are kind of the karka, and anytime you're kind of karka, we had a digmar kedushin, you can make a kinyan agav. Even if the money's not on that piece of land, the money's somewhere else, once you're kind of the land, you're also kind of the money. So therefore, why don't you do that? That's another solution to give my money to Shimon if the money's not here. Even if I don't have a suder, I have karka, some of the less like karka. No, he doesn't have karka. Says they're standing in the granary. He owns the granary. Talking about a granary that's not his. So he doesn't have a granary. He doesn't have karka. He doesn't even have a yarmulke on his head. Right? Says the Gemara. The Bryce is coming to tell you a case of a person who doesn't have any clothes. He's not wearing a pair of socks. He's not wearing anything that he can make a kinyan suder or kinyan agav with to give someone his money. That's crazy. El alav, do you see the opposite? Shmamino, ain mapea, nikte bechalip, and shmamino. Must be, we see the opposite. What we see is, not like Rav Papa. It doesn't make sense that the Bryce is talking about a case where he doesn't have any things. Of course, he does have these things, but they don't help. Kinyan agav would help. Okay, so talking about a case who doesn't own the field. But if he doesn't have a piece of clothing on, it would be much too strange. Therefore, of course, he is dressed and wearing a yarmulke or a hat or whatever he's wearing, and he could use a suder to make a kinyan chalipin, but you cannot be makne money at all with the kinyan chalipin. So now we're coming out the opposite of Rav Papa. That just like you can't use money to trigger a kinyan chalipin, you cannot be makne someone money with a kinyan chalipin as well. Now you have to understand that's a little bit strange because Rashi explained that the reason you say ein mapea nasa chalipin, Rashi explains because there's a davar she'ena mesuyim. Since the picture on the coin can be canceled at any point in time, Rashi is a davar she'ena mesuyim. It's like a not chashuv thing, and we'll see later on in the Gemara that not chashuv thing. You can't do chalipin. But that's usually to trigger the chalipin. To say that that's the svar that you can't be makne chalipin as well, that's a very stretch of a svar, but that seems to be how Rashi explains the Gemara. Says Gemara, but after Rav Papa Hadabe, Rav Papa himself changed his mind and also agreed you cannot be makne money with kinyan chalipin. We have the story in Baba Kamak. The other of Papa Havale, Tresa Alfi Dinri Bechuzai. He had 12,000 dinrim in a certain place, Bechuzai, and he wanted someone to go collect it from him. The Gemara Baba Kamak was talking about when that person gets there, the person who's watching the money says, I don't know who you are, why should I give you the money? So the only way you can allow someone to collect money on your behalf is if you're makne him the money. How is Rav Papa makne the shliach the money, the 12,000 shekel? Dinner. So Akneel Rav Shmuel Bar Acha Agav Asefa de Beise. He was makne to him through a Kenyan Agav. Now why do you use a Kenyan Agav? Much easier to use a Kenyan Sudr, make a Kenyan Khalipin. Must be Rav Papa also agreed at the end of the discussion that you cannot be makne through a Kenyan Khalipin money at all. If you hold Ein Mapea Nas Khalipin, the only way to be makne the money was through a kinyan agav. He also, when Rav Shmuel came back with the money, nafik la'apei ha'tavach, Rav Papa went to meet him by the certain city named Tavach to greet him to get his money back. Okay, so we have 2 points now we've said in the Gemara. We've said a machloikis, whether matbea nasa chalipin. Then we had a discussion on the tzad that matbea ain nasa chalipin. Can you be the target of chalipin? And that we came out no as well. V'chein amar Ula, going back to the original discussion, Ula also paskin, ein matbea nasa chalipin. You cannot use money for both the source and the target of a kinyan chalipin. V'chein amar v'asi, ein matbea nasa chalipin. V'chein amar v'abar b'chona, amar b'yoychoron, ein matbea nasa chalipin. So all these amarayim paskin, door after door, that you cannot use money to make a kinyan chalipin. Eisvei of Abba Luz, or of Abba asked the following question to Ulu, just paskin ein mapei nasa chalipin. We have the following interesting case. Hareisha yir chamarav uparilav toivin eisei b'shuk. So you owe some workers money. Okay, you either rented some, you had workers that were working for you in the field, or they were working for you with animals, whatever it is, and you owe them money. And they come to you in the shuk, and they say, pay us up. You don't have any cash on you. So what you do is as follows. V'yarmel l'shulchani, so you see the banker who's sitting there, and you say, tainli b'dinner mos. Give me a dinner of money, so I find the same, and then I can pay off my workers that I owe them. Don't worry, I have money back at home. And not only that, I'll pay you back a dinner plus a little bit more. Trisis is a little bit more. Now this sounds clearly like ribbis. We're not even learning Perek HaZuneshek now. We're learning Perek HaZov. This sounds like a clear ribbis question. I'm going to take from you a dinner and pay you back a dinner v'tarsis. How does that work? Says the Gemara, Yeshe Mos Mutter. If he actually has cash, this cash at home, then this is fine. You could do such a transaction. Vim Lavos. Now, how does it work? Why in the world should it be Mutter? V'sokotaytech ein mapea nasa chalipin. If you hold like all those Amaroyim, and like we said, that you cannot be do a kinyan chalipin with money, so then havalei halva. Now, meaning, look at it the other way. If you hold, you could make a kinyan chalipin with money, so then really what's happening here is not a loan. I have the money at home. and you have money here in the shuk. I need the money here right now. The halacha is, I'm not allowed to pay you ribis for delaying payment of money. So I borrowed money from you today. I'm going to pay it for you in 2 weeks, what we call agar noterle. I'm holding on to the money and the value of money over time. That's ribis. But if I have the money right now to pay you, it's just not here, it's somewhere else, it's back at home, that's not ribis based on time, that's ribis based on place. And the truth is, that's not ribis at all. And I'm allowed to pay ribis in that case, but it has to be immediate, says the Gemara. So if you hold matbea nasa chalipin, so there's no loan really going on here. What's happening is, I'm swapping your dinner here for a dinner partitis that I have at home. And the moment that the shulchan, he gives the person his dinner here, automatically, the dinner partitis is nikna to him. And this is not a ribis question. This is just a mecha chamemker. I'm buying. You're allowed to buy money for whatever value you want. That's not a problem. That's not a ribis question at all. But if you hold I cannot do that. When I swap the money, I'm not swapping. I actually owe you the money. So have a aser. This is a halva, and it's aser. So what's going on? So the this is a raya. The matbeya nasa chalipin. Different than everything we've said till now. So ishtik. So Ulu was quiet. He didn't answer this question. Amalei says, I'll tell you pshat. Dilma, I divide the pruta toishanu. Maybe when we talked it over here in the Braisa that we're talking about, that you were going to get from the Shulchani, you are not getting usable coins, you're getting pruta toish, which are puzzle coins, which are really just little circles of metal. And they don't have a halacha of a matbea. If they don't have a halacha of matbea, then you don't have this problem at all. The lek olayu tiva, it doesn't have a stamp on it of the king. The aydi v'aydi peri have, therefore they do not have a din of madbeya. Mishumachni nikne bechalipin. Senechanami. The first Terence of Gemara says we're talking about non-coins, little pieces of metal that look like coins, but they're not actually coins. In which case, kini chalipin works. And therefore, if I say I'm going to borrow from you a dinner's worth of these things, and I'm going to pay you back a dinner plus a tarsis, but not really pay you back. It's a kini right now. The moment I take the dinner, you automatically are koina. The dinner and the tarsis, no problem of ribis whatsoever, and it works for chalipin. I'm like, in, and a chanami, you know what? That's a good teretz. And dekanami, it actually is meduyik in the braisa, because the braisa said, what did he give him? Tani yofe dinner vitarsis. Veloika tani dinner yofe vitarsis. It should have said a dinner yofe, which is a good dinner. Instead, it said yofe dinner. Yofe dinner means something that's the value of a dinner. Meaning, we're not talking about coins per se. We're talking about little pieces of metal that have a value of coins, but they're not actually coins. Shmami no, so that's actually the answer to the braisa. Ein matbeya nasa. And we're talking about non-coins. Yes? He's going to take a dinner, most, and the other one said, okay, so at this point we're learning both studim are going to be talking about putatois. Because why do you say yofa dinner? Must be both sides are putatois. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi has a different teretz. He says, once you tell me you're not talking about money, you're talking about putatois, then our gears here in the Gemara is bedamim or putatois. Rashi takes out the word bedamim. Rashi's whole thing is putatois, so there is no money involved over here. It's all just pieces of metal. Even the islay, nasek ha'im ra'alveni ha'chev ha'beni ha'chem se'mafteach. He says, if we're talking about non-coins, then you don't even have to be talking about a kinyan chalipin. You could actually be talking about purchasing. Because the halacha is, when you want to borrow a saw of flour, and I pay you back a saw of flour, we said that's usur. Because maybe when I pay you back the saw of flour, it went up in price. But the halacha is, if you have a saw of flour in your house, but you don't have it here right now, and I'm borrowing a saw just because it's not easy for me to get to that saw, my son has the key, or my son has to bring it to me, saw of saw is not usur in that case. So therefore here also, you don't have to make a kinyan chalipin. You could actually make a regular kinyan, and that's fine, because since I have the money in my house, just a question of getting it to be here, and we're not talking about coins. And if we're talking about coins, then it's a halva, then it's a real ribis question. Taisvis says over here, that since over here, Taisvis's question here is that sa is mutter, but we never see sa plus a sa is mutter. Right here, you're actually, by definition, paying back more. This is worse than regular sabasa. Sabasa, I borrow a kilo of flour, give you back a kilo of flour. The price maybe changes, maybe not. Over here, I'm, by definition, telling you, l'chatchila, I'm paying you back more. Tay says, no, because the ikar point over here is that this is a mekach u'memker. And once it's a mekach u'memker, it doesn't apply the regular dine ribis at all. All we'll bring a raya is just like my sabasa, things which are not a real ribis. It's a transaction. We don't apply regular dine ribis. Here also, this is a transaction, because I'm taking one thing, giving you back a different thing. Therefore, we don't look at it as a halva. We look at it as a transaction. If it's a transaction, we're more makel, and we say this is going to be mutter. So either we're talking about non-coins, and it's a kinyan chalipin, that's the first teretz of the Gemara, or the second Gemara is, once we're talking about non-coins, then it's just sabasun. As long as I have those coins at home, some sort of coins, then it's not going to be a problem of ribis at all. But in Echanami, ein madbeya nasa chalipin. We're not swapping money. Tashma, another brice, the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says, kola nase damim ba'acher, something which gives value to other things, it sounds like. Once one party takes the one of it, the other party is automatically zeich. Now what is the brice talking about? It's a kinyan chalipin b'feirish. So what does it mean, kola nase damim ba'acher? Mind you, luchar, that's madbeya. What's the thing that gives value to everything in the world? Coins. So it seems almost black and white that the mission over there is talking about coins, and it's saying you can make a kinyan chalipin on it. So what are we talking about? Vishmami namat be'en nasa chalipin. Amar Rav Yehuda, no. Hachi kama, you misunderstood what the Mishnah meant. Kol ha-nishum damim bi'acher. It didn't mean anything which gives value. It means anything which has value. Why is it stressing that? Because as we explained, Rav Nachman says that it's not enough that it has value. It has to be a kli. So the way we're learning this price, the mission now, is it's talking not like Rav Nachman. It's telling you, you don't have to be a kli. It just has to be anything which has value. You can make a kinyan chalipin, but not coins. Coins, you cannot make a kinyan chalipin. Kol ha-nishum damim bi'acher. Chivin shezach hazen eschai zeh b'chalipin. Some hachinam mistabra. Actually, that makes plenty of sense. And it's not talking about money. Diktani Sefer, the Sefer of the Mishnah says, Ketzad, Hichlif Shabar Paro, Oichamar Bashar, that would be a kinyan chalipin. Now, you see clearly in the Sefer, it's not money. Right? Clearly in the Sefer, we're talking about animals. And therefore, you see, clearly we're not talking about money. Ein matbeah nasa chalipin, but the Mishnah is teaching you that you can make a kinyan chalipin with anything, even if it's not a kli. Says Mar, wait a second. Well, the Ma'aseh Sukkah that made Kara that Matbeya, according to the Havamina, where you thought Kol Anishim Dam Biacher was talking about money, my Ketzad. So, what was your Havamina? How did you read the end of the Mishnah, which clearly was not talking about money, it was talking about animals? Some Hachikamer, you would have read it like this way. Uperi Nami Avichalipin. The Rashi says you can make Kenyan, Havamina. The Rashi is saying you can make a Kenyan with Matbeya and Chalipin. Then the Sefer says not only Matbeya, but even Paris as well, Avdi Chalipin, case of Hichl Shabapara or Oichamar Bashar. Says, well, okay, that's a very nice shot in the Mishnah. It's not talking about money, it's talking about Paris, and it's telling you can make a Kenyan Chalipin with anything. But like we said, that only works according to Avsheshis, who says you don't need a Kli. According to Rav Nachman, who says you need a Kli, that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. Hani chalav sheishas damar peri avdi chalipin. Eler of Nachman damar kli in of a peri loy avdi chalipin. My kate said, how's he going to learn the whole Mishnah? The Mishnah makes no sense. Nothing to do with our Gemara. Stam, the Mishnah says that you can make a kinyan chalipin with anything. Ketzad parvashah. What do you mean parvashah? That's not a kinyan chalipin. According to Rav Nachman, you have to have a kli. An animal is not a kli. Says Mahachi Kamar. You're right. Rav Nachman is going to learn that brisa, that Mishnah is not talking about kinyan chalipin at all. Because like we said, kinyan chalipin cannot be done with money. Kinyan chalipin cannot be done with fruits or crops. Kinyan chalipin can only be triggered by a kli, a shoe, a nala, whatever it is. Why is this talking about Hachi Kamar? Yesh damim shein kichalipin. There's another type of monetary transaction which is similar to chalipin. Now, normally we say, metalton cannot be nikna b'kesef. Karka could be nikna b'kesef. Metalton could not be nikna b'kesef. I pay you cash, I cannot automatically make a kinyan on the metalton you have. The only way you could do it is b'chalipin. But you can't use money for chalipin. So what is a kinyan kesef that can work by metalton, which is like chalipin? Ketzad, hichlif demei shor bepara, or demei chamor b'shar. You change the brayso, change the mishnah, and it's not talking about being machlif a shor b'chamor, it's being machlif demei shor b'chamor. What is that? So Rashi explains. You have a chamor and I have a shor. I want to buy your chamor. We negotiate the price, I'll pay you 100 shekel. I take the chamor, I'm kind of the chamor from you. I make a kinyan meshich on the chamor, I own the chamor. I now owe you 100 shekel. So I'm supposed to bring you money. And I say, you know what? Instead of me giving you 100 shekel, I have a parah. And the parah is worth 100 shekel. Take that instead. So we treat that hischaivus of money that I have as a kinyan, and you're automatically going to be kinda the parah that I'm trying to give you now. How does this work? We have two issues we have to deal with. Issue number one we have to deal with is that this sounds like it's a kinyan being made with money. Best case scenario, it's a kinyan made with money, and we don't make kinyanim with money. I'm a talton. The Gemara will address that issue. Taisa says another question is that this sounds like very much like Mekadesh B'malva. And we said in the Gemara Kedushin, you are not allowed to be Mekadesh B'malva. You cannot make a kinyan with a halva because it's money I owe you. It's not money that I'm giving you now. So how does this work? So Taisus says enichirami, but with Gemara and Kedushin said you can be mekanish b'hanoas mechilas melva, and that's what's going on over here. It's not that I'm giving you money; it's that I'm being meichel the choiv that I have to you for the para. That sort of works. There's other Rishonim deal with it in different ways, but some say it's in a machloikis. But lemaisa, you're being mekanish with some aspect of halva. Says Mar, but best case scenario that's halva is money. And you cannot make a kinyan of money of kesef a matalton. So in my time of Rav Nachman. So why does Rav Nachman say this works? Because we'll see tomorrow's daf of machleik is why does money not work for a kinyan matalton? Rabbi Yochanan holds the Amar Dvar Torah Maris Kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Mid the araisa, if I pay you money, I'm kind of the matalton you want to give me. Why they say you're not allowed to use that? You have to do a kinyan mashicha. We have a gzera. The gzera is if I pay you for the wheat that you have, and automatically that wheat becomes mine, but I didn't pick it up from you yet. Where is that wheat? It's in your granary. Now a fire breaks out in your granary. You're not going to go save the fruit because you're going to say, well, it's not mine anymore. I don't have to care about it. So Chazal were afraid of that. Chazal said, from now on, until I actually come and make a mashicha on that, we can take it out of your house, it's still considered yours, and we can back out on the deal, etc. All to avoid this issue of you not caring to protect the wheat. So it's only a din, derabanan. So therefore, milsa de shchicha gazber abanan, milsa de lay shchicha le gazber abanan. The answer is, says the Gemara of Nachman says, when Chazal made a takana, that money doesn't work by a normal transaction when I want to give money. But in this type of transaction, where it's dmei choiv, where it's not really money I'm giving you, it's money I owed you from an animal that I sold you. It's choy from a mekach. And a choy from a mekach, now I'm going to be meichel that choy and use that money of the mechila to make a transaction. That's not a normal, typical monetary transaction. By a not normal, typical money transaction, Chazal applied the din d'oraisa that most are kindness. That's Rav Nachman learns. Says the way, Shlokish, Dama Mashiach Mufreshes Menatari, but wait a second. Rav Shlokish holds that most does not work d'oraisa. In any situation, you cannot be kind of metalta with money. So, Hanichiv Savla Kevshesh Metal Kevsheshes. So, if he holds a Kevsheshes, that a Kinyan Chalipin can be done with animals or fruit or anything you want. So, he'll learn the Brisa, the Mishnah, which said that you're making a Kinyan Chalipin in Kedushin talking about fruit. Eli Savla Kev Nachman, then repair the Avdi Chalipin. If you hold a Kev Nachman, that you cannot make a Kinyan Chalipin with money. And you cannot make a Kinyan Chalipin with animals. And you also hold that you cannot make a Kinyan Mos on those things. What is the Mishnah in Kedushin talking about? So we're going to have to say that this machlokes of Sheshes and of Nachman also ends up being a secondary machlokes about Mos Karnis. Just because you have to learn, the Mishnah Kedushin says one of two things works. Either a Kinyan Chalipin by Paris works, or a Kinyan like Chalipin, which is really a Kinyan Mos works. If you hold Mos doesn't work Daraisa, that can't be the Pshat. And if you hold Kinyan Chalipin doesn't work by non-Kalim, that also can't be the Pshat. So you have to hold one or the other. Clearly, that Mishnah Kedusha is telling you either Kinyan Chalipin Beperis works or Mos works Daraisa. Most of the time it doesn't work Darabanan, but in this case, we'll allow you to let you work Daraisa. Because it's a Milsa. One of those two you have to hold if you're going to learn Pshat in the Rice. Tanan. Call him a Taltun Kunin says, we said you can make a Kinyan. Our Mishnah said you can make a Chalipin, anything to anything. You could swap two bags of money. What do you mean, swap two bags of money? We just said, ain't my pay and not se chalipin. You cannot use money for chalipin on either side of it. What is Rish Lakish talking about? Targumar of Acha, b'dinner anka v'anigra. We're talking about money that was proper money and then got canceled by either the local government or the national government. And now it does not have a halacha of money. Now it has a halacha of round pieces of metal. If it has a halacha of round pieces of metal, then you can make a kinyan chalipin on it. Echad shepaslu malchus. Why does he have to say two? Two chidushim. A chidush, one, if it was canceled by the national government, the king, v'echad shepaslu medina. One was canceled by the local municipality, but it's still good in other municipalities. What's the difference? Rashi explains. When the king cancels it, could be the people are not happy with that decision. People have tons of money. They don't want to have to go change all their money. So there's a black market where people actually still use these coins. Okay. Whereas on the other hand, if it's canceled by the local government, that's probably because we don't like the king, we cancel the money, but actually in the next town over, they still do use the money. So there's positives and negatives on both sides of this discussion. Vitzricha. V'yashmin in Pesul Malchus said it does not have a din of coins, it has a din of metal. Mishun delay sagi klal. Once the king cancels it, it's not legal tender anywhere in the entire country. Of a Pesul Medina, if it's just a local currency that gets canceled, the sagi de Medina chvita that it's worth
and usable in another neighboring city, maybe it still has a din of money, and if it has a din of money, you can't swap it. If you're going to say it's not considered money when the king cancels it, when the local cancels it, I'm sorry, of a pastul malchus, when the king cancels it, the sagile betzina, people still use this money on the black market. So since it's still usable a little bit, maybe it's considered coinage, and if it's coinage, so Tzrich, we have to teach you that whether it's canceled by the national government, whether it's canceled by your particular local government, it no longer has a din of money. If it no longer has a din of money, it has a din of just round pieces of metal. Round pieces of metal, you can make a kinyan chalipin on. That's all Rosh Lakish was teaching me. But the Maaseh of the Gemara seems to be very much leaning on the side of Ein Matbea Nasa Chalipin. You cannot use money to trigger or to be kinyan through a kinyan Khalipin. Okay.